Chinese social activist is accusing Wei Fang City factories of illegally discharging chemical waste into 1,000-meter-deep wells. In response, the Shandong Provincial Environmental Protection Department has sent 320 officers to over 700 suspected factories to investigate. 24 hours later, regulators announced none of the factories are using deep wells to dump wastewater. The Weifang City government is offering a 100,000 yuan reward to anyone who can report specific violators. The public seems unconvinced. Director of the Institute of Public and Environmental Affairs, Ma Jun, says deep well discharges are not the only cause of underground water pollution.
In our collection of records of violations of wastewater standards, there are cases in which cannery factories discharge directly into the seepage pit or seepage wells, which causing serious contamination of the aquifer. Having said that, I think a much common practice is the discharge of all this industrial wastewater into the rivers and lakes, and eventually all these polluting chemicals will still seep into the ground, the aquifer. That is the major cause of such a widespread contamination of groundwater, especially in North China.
The China Geological Survey shows about 90% of underground water is not drinkable, with 60% badly polluted. Monitoring data from 118 cities shows nearly 64% of cities have contaminated underground water, 33% mildly polluted, while only 3% of cities have generally clean water. China's national government cabinet, the State Council, issued a guideline last February to regulate the use of water and tighten supervision over the exploitation of underground water. And the government has allocated 500 billion yuan for the prevention and control of water pollution in major drainage areas from 2011 to 2015. Ma Jun says the rules will still be difficult to implement.
The difficulty is the protection. The protection given by the local government to these polluters, which are major taxpayers and job creators, and also the fact that our judicial system need to be further improved, to be more independent. I think all these are deep-rooted problems that cannot be overcome very quickly.
He says extensive public participation is needed to check the malpractices damaging our limited water resources. For today on Beyond Beijing, I'm Zeng Liang.